How did Baba react to being argued with? You've spoken several times of arguing with Baba. What was his reaction to that? Did he like people to speak their minds very bluntly?
Yeah, he didn't object to it. At least those who spoke out to them, he was very loving and kind. Sometimes he would get a bit annoyed also and says, "You madman, why are you talking like that? Don't you realize what I'm saying it?" Or something like that he'd say. "You have no idea, you are a crackpot," like that. Yeah, you'd say that. When I laughed at the time, you see, when in the midst of the prayers, you know that story?
Yeah, I haven't heard that story.
Well, this, what do you call, Baba gave that prayer, universal prayer, and time and again it would be read out. First I tried to learn to recite the prayers, because he would ask me to say the prayers out, the one he had dictated. So in the beginning, of course, we had to read out. We had not learned it by heart. We had no time for it, but thought that it would be best to, you know, every time go and get the book and get the thing and read out and turn the pages and all that. It behooved me that I should learn it by heart now that he sometimes asks us. I suppose if I have not carry, I am not carrying a prayer book, and if he asks me to recite a prayer there, how would I feel? It will be embarrassing to me that I don't know the prayer yet, and people have learned the prayers by heart, so I must learn the prayer by heart. So I started learning the word, and I was so sure about it. And then Baba says, "Go and get the book, prayer book." And I said, "No, Baba, I will recite it." He said, "All right, recite." So, well, we are reciting. And as soon as I started, "O Parvardigar, the preserver and protector of all," dead silent. What happened? Baba is looking. I so got so absorbed in this that I forgot about the whole thing. Henceforth, never recite prayer, but go and get the book, always get the book. So he always used to handle the book and give it to me, you see. So I got the book, and then so it is my habit to recite the prayers in front of him. Read the prayer, not recite, read the prayer. So that's how it was. So years are rolling by, it's not every day, sometimes occasionally, sometimes frequently, sometimes very often, like that. So one day, while in the last years, I think it must be 1968, end of 1968. So Baba can hardly stand, and yet he would want to stand up and join with us in the prayer. Not only the prayer, but also the prayer of repentance he would join. And we will all stand there with our folded hands, and he would also stand there with folded hands, and we'll... I'll read the prayers out. With the repentance prayer, you'll continue to stand like that, but he would do like this. This is the oriental way of repenting. All throughout the prayer of repentance, he would do that. And you'll notice that he has used the word, "We repent, O God most merciful." We. So he himself participated in it all the time. Everything, in anything and everything. He is man amongst us. So he joins with the rest of his creation, with his creatures, it's like that. So whatever it be, I don't know the intricacies or anything, but this is how the whole lifestyle was with us. So one day it so happened that he is very weak now, and he has to be, lifted like this from his chair, and two people are holding him, and I'm blurting out the prayer. So he would sign from there, "Make it quick. Say it out, read it out quickly, because you know I can't stand up properly now. So I'll read out quickly." That's his wish. I'm not praying, I'm just reading out whatever he wants me to do, I do it. I read out quickly. Next day he says, "Fine." He said it was nice. He sat down. And then our usual routine is to put our leg forward for him to bend and bow down to our feet. So that process would be there. And we knew that, and we said, "Baba, why don't you sit down? Sit down, we'll read the prayer." "No, no, sir, I have to, sir." "But you be quick, you be quick." So every day it is quicker and quicker and quicker and quicker and quicker. How faster a man can read, you see. Even if one reads out fast, how fast can he be? And every day he says, quicker than the last. Oh, so one day it was so fast. I hardly could understand my own words, let alone an echo. My echoes were such like I'm a fast train running through a station, a railway station, you know, the noise that it makes, you see. So while I'm reading out this prayer fast and fast, all of a sudden I got that picture that I don't even stop, and it says, what's this? And I burst out in laughter, you see, in the midst of the prayer. And I realized what happened, you know. And immediately I tried to contain myself and continued the prayer. He didn't say anything. He was very humble. Again, we went through the whole routine of our legs and bowing down and this and that and all. And he settled. Then he settled down and says to me, what made you laugh in the midst of the prayer? I'm sorry for it. He says, no, but what made you laugh? I said, the speed with which you want me to read the prayers, it is ridiculous. It didn't sound like a prayer. It sounded like a fast train going through a station platform. He says, you're a madman. How many times should I tell you? That's how you were asking me, no?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the times when he said, you are a madman. This is the sign for mad, cracked. Do you realize? It's the prayer. After I pass away. So what have you to do with that? My participation is more important than how you recite and what you say and what you do it. That's what he implied by it. He would do that. He never stopped us, but we did realize soon after the folly is committed. But then again, the mind is such that we'll again commit the same mistake again, and we'll argue, and we'll do this, and we'll do that, and all that sort of thing will be there. For practical reasons. Yeah. Yeah. That's being a slave. But with privileges. That's what happens. Familiarity is such that we forget His Godhood. Then He reminds us, remember, I'm God. Hmm.